Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, hello and welcome back to Spark Radio. I am your host, Ms. Melanie, and as always, it is my pleasure to spend time with you sharing those sparks that can make a positive difference in your life. Thank you so much for investing your time to listen tonight and every segment that you listen to. We appreciate you very much. And we are here to provide you with some new ideas and new thoughts and new resources. And hopefully, if you're a regular listener and you listened last week to my interview with Mary Ann Hess about an update with the Amazon Rainforest and the International Climate Conference, there are a number of websites that are listed in the show notes last week that I hope you took action on making a difference in the world. And even if it was the day-to-day, just going out, rainforestsite.com and doing the clicks, maybe it was changing what you're buying to be more world-friendly. Hopefully, you found something that you could act on, because we only learn when we change our actions. Otherwise, it's just ideas. And so on that note, as we are approaching, we're in Hanukkah, we're approaching Kwanzaa and Christmas and lots of holidays, and some people have already finished their holiday shopping, others have yet to start. And so it's amazing timing. I love synchronicity. I was having lunch with tonight's guest, Kim Raker, and we were talking about some alternatives and some very interesting ideas for gift giving. And she agreed to be my guest tonight. And as I was talking just before we went live, she shared that she might be a little chilly. So welcome, Kim.
Good evening, Melanie. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, I am very, very pleased to share what you are doing with others, because there are some things that may really help in the gift giving for those hard to buy for people who really don't need things, as well as to make a difference to the planet and to, in a lot of ways, be a gift to the giver as well. So I hope that you're able to stay warm through our interview tonight.
Thanks. So, we had a little bit of a furnace problem, so yeah. So anyway, we're waiting for the repairman to come, so I'll be fine.
Okay. All right. Well, if you need to get the door, just let me know.
Okay. Thank you.
And I can talk about a few other things until you get back. So
sure.
That'll be fine. So
okay.
Kim is the, I'll let you describe a little bit about who you are and what you do. That way I won't give an incorrect title.
Absolutely. I am the program manager at the University of Northern Iowa's Executive Development Center. And my role is to provide intellectual capital to businesses. And I'm kind of the liaison between the college and businesses in providing training for employees, in specifically in the areas of management and leadership are the topics we usually focus on. So we offer a different variety of things.
Oh, good. And so in addition to being excited about education, and that's one of the options we're going to talk about, and
mm-hmm.
maybe that might be a good place to start, is with the idea about giving the gift of learning this holiday season. Can
Absolutely.
Talk a little bit about that?
Yes. About a month ago, I was, thinking to myself, the holidays were coming up, and I'm like, what do I need? People are asking, like, what I need, and I'm like, I don't really, I don't need things. What I'm looking for are, like, experiences. And one thing that I'm passionate in is about learning. And, I suggested as an idea to my parents one time, you know, that, hey, just, you know, sign me up for a workshop of something that I'm interested in. So great segue into with the learning that we provide at the Executive Development Center. You know, we offer one-day workshops. So instead of purchasing a thing, you know, going to a store and picking it out and wrapping it up, you purchase an experience for the person, and we offer one-day workshops on a variety of topics. You know, for example, managing your boss is something we have planned for next year. One that Melanie's actually going to do is maximize your cognitive capacity. And another one that people are very interested in is polishing your communication tact. So it's, you know, how do you choose the right words? How do you say it the right way, the timing of it? So I'm excited about the workshops that we have for next year. So, yes, that is one of the options, you know, to consider is instead of buying a thing, think about giving a person an experience instead.
Well, and there you go. So, Kim, if there are listeners who live within a comfortable driving distance of the University of Northern Iowa, and they're interested in looking at giving a gift either to themselves, which is a wonderful thing to do too, or a gift to family or friends, how would they best reach you?
Well, they can call me at work, and my number is 319-273-5851. Or you could go onto our website, and that address is www.bcs.uni.edu/execdev. So there's those are the two ways that people could, you know, check out all the offerings that we provide. And then an opportunity to enroll if they're interested in anything. So the other thing I wanted to mention, Melanie, as well is, you know, we provide one-day workshops, but we also provide certificate programs to adult learners. And this is a great way for people to kind of beef up their resume, especially, you know, during these hard economic times. You know, some people are unemployed. This is actually a great time to kind of polish up your resume so you are the best candidate when it comes to, you know, looking for a new job. And one that we have started that's going to be starting January 27th is our Leadership Development Certificate Program. And this is a series of 10 classes approximately every other week, and the classes are on campus at the University of Northern Iowa. And it's on a variety of topics, but this specific certificate is focusing on leadership skills. So it's going to be more on strategic decision making, finance, global impact on business. Again, you can find out that information from our website. But that's another option. You know, if you wanted, if you never, and if, well, this is the other thing I want to mention is that many times people think that they have to have a college degree or even some college experience to attend our programs, and that's not the case. If you are a working adult and want to learn something new, polish up your resume to maybe that next job promotion, we might have something that might help you. So anyway, I just wanted to plug those two things. So good. Thanks for giving me the chance, Melanie.
Well, you're so welcome, because they're great examples of the kinds of learning opportunities, professional development that are available to people. And I will say thank you for plugging my one-day
session
on cognitive capacity. And those dates are May 4th and September 30th. You could choose between the two. And seating is limited in those sessions, right, Kim?
That is true. That is true. We only have 20 seats available. Actually, why don't you tell them a little bit more about yours? I think yours is a really interesting workshop, Melanie.
Oh, well, thank you. What we're doing is we are providing experiences and information to help people better use the powers of their brain and mind by, well, you know how for many people you have the DVD player or VCR that flashes the time, and you never figure out how to get it to stop flashing?
Mm-hmm.
And at least it comes with a manual you could read. Well, our brains are often like that. Our brains will do so many things, and that's real similar to software programs. It will do so much more than we know, but we never take the time to learn it. When it comes to our brain and mind, very often, unless you're a brain junkie like me, and I love learning about how our brains and how our minds work, you're just sort of going through doing the best you can with what you know. And so what I want to do is provide information that allows you to practice what I call mind magic. It's once you understand some principles about how your brain works, then it seems to work like magic, and people will look at you and go, how in the world do you remember all that? And how is it that you can be so creative and focus your attention? And so the day is about how to maximize your cognitive capacity by increasing your understanding about how your brain and mind works, and then coming up with strategies that you can use once you walk out the door to actually have a more optimum experience with your brain and mind, your IQ, your EQ, your intuition. And so, yeah, it's going to be a jam-packed, fun-filled, active day.
Yeah, and I'm already enrolled in the May 4th one. So I guess there's only 19 seats available now.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. Well, and on that note, if you live in the United States, in addition to the universities and the colleges, we have community college two-year programs, and they often will offer adult education, continuing education programs that you can find on the website of that community college and click on continuing ed or adult ed and just look at the different topics they have to offer. And sometimes it's just a matter of you can just make a nice certificate to give to someone that says, you know, you choose a class or a seminar that you want to take, and then, you know, let me know the registration information, and boom, I'll take care of the registration for you. That's my gift.
I tell you, I would love that as a gift. So, yeah, I think that would be a treat for many people.
Mm-hmm. Because so often we will take care of others, and more women than men, but men too, will take care of their family. They will take care of other people's needs. And even though they really would like to take a class about wine tasting or learning Spanish or leadership, it ends up on the back burner or the bottom of the priority list. So it is a wonderful gift to give.
Mm-hmm.
And related to that is coaching. Because people, you know, athletes know they need coaches to be their best and the most successful. And more people are discovering that the same is true in life and in business, that a coach can really help you by providing you information, guiding you with good questions, and holding you accountable. So giving someone a gift of a coaching package is also an option. And while we're there, I also, this is a good time for me to say thank you, because you are a regular listener of Spark. If you go to www.brainbonanza.com and click on our store, if you enter the coupon code SPARK in lowercase letters, S-P-A-R-K, you will get a 15% discount on your entire purchase, and that includes if you purchase the Passion Test coaching session that we offer. Everything in the store, I think except one item, it's already discounted. Everything else is a 15% discount, because I do so appreciate your loyalty as listeners here on Spark. So you may be able to find something there that is a great resource as well. So we've talked about giving the gift of learning or coaching, and you can talk to if you know coaches in your area, and as well as with now this with Skype, and I have listeners around the world, and I've actually enjoyed coaching a woman in Malaysia through the Passion Test. So the person doesn't have to be in your area to be a coach for you. So keep that in mind as well. What are some, Kim, you and I talked about some different things that you're doing, especially with kids.
Yeah.
To help them understand that the holidays and the spirit of giving is about more than just things.
Right, right. I asked my niece and nephew, and they live in Ohio, and they're about the age of 13 and 11. And, you know, I was going through in my mind, I'm like, you know, do they need more things? And, of course, they can come up with a list of things. but I wanted something different, and I wanted them to have the appreciation of giving to others. And so what we did is, I'm a big animal advocate, you know, rescuing animals, helping animals, you know, treating them with kindness. And I belong to the World Wildlife Fund. And what they have done the past few years is really, really cool. They sent me a catalog, and I had all the animals that are either endangered or close to being endangered or close to being extinct. And what they did is, if you adopted the animal, so it was like a contribution or a donation. And so I did this for my niece and nephews, and what they're going to get is a plush toy of that animal that they chose, along with an adoption certificate and, you know, a letter of appreciation. But I tell you, I wasn't sure how they were going to react to it, but they were so thrilled about it. And I understand, I called my sister today, and she said that the packages arrived. And she said, they're really cool toys. But, you know, again, it was not the thing about giving. They were just excited about that they were going to help an animal. And it was such a cool feeling that, for me, that I was able to help them understand the, you know, the appreciation of giving to others and the feeling that goes with that. So, again, kind of like an experience. But, you know, I wasn't really getting a thing, but they kind of did. I don't know how to explain that. But they were really excited about that. So I'm trying to think of ways to for my nieces and nephews to understand that you get a better feeling when you give to others than receiving. And so hopefully I'm hoping that this Christmas they kind of had the appreciation for that.
Well, and it's such a neat idea, and I just was double-checking the website because I did worldwildlifefund.com,
yeah,
which got me there. And then there's an Adopt an Animal, which,
yeah,
takes you out to the gift center. And so we'll put that World Wildlife Fund link in the show notes after the show. And then the exciting part, yeah, so let the kids pick the animal that they are most interested in,
mm-hmm,
and they can also learn about, and then to know that they made a difference.
They made a difference.
Yes, and they got something small, a small token of what they are doing, and knowing that, you know, it's going to make a big difference, and getting them to think about something beyond themselves, this global,
right,
is huge.
You're right. The other thing, Melanie, that we talked about last week when we met for lunch was, you know, when someone asked, you know, what did I want for Christmas? I'm like, I don't really need anything. I'm very blessed. I mean, I'm employed right now. I have a roof over my head. I can put food on the table. I'm paying my bills, so I'm very blessed. And so I don't need another thing. So what instead, I said, you know, let's just bypass that, and instead of spending the money on each other, this is what we did. We went, this is always dangerous, but we went out to a pet rescue site, and there was a cat that they had this whole story that someone dropped him off, and he has all these medical problems, and it was right here in our town. I mean, there's rescue places. I mean, it's every town. There's probably someone or an organization that's doing that. But we went out there, and he had so many medical issues, and we just felt, you know, so bad for the cat. And, of course, you know, me being the animal lover, I said, you know what, let's, instead of spending on things, why don't we just take the money and pay for some of this cat's medical treatments? And so that's what we did. In fact, we wanted to meet the cat, and so we met Conrad the cat. And how it even gone any further is now that we're fostering him, and so we are taking care of him. But I am feeling so good about it. I mean, it was, you know, a gift to myself. So I feel like I'm helping the animal, you know, it's this giving thing again. So I'm feeling really good about it this holiday season.
And that's awesome to know that, again, if you haven't had that feeling about when you give to someone else, and sometimes it's even they don't know. And maybe that's one of the things that you encourage kids to do. I know there are some families who will volunteer at a local soup kitchen or Meals on Wheels or something that's giving of their time, so it doesn't have to be money, that gives them that same experience. And if you hadn't done that before, that maybe that's a way, that's a gift that you really are giving them to help them understand what it feels like to help other people.
Right. In fact, Melanie, I don't know if I told you this, but my sister and her family last year, I think it was through, you know, some nonprofit organization in Iowa City that, you know, it was they were going to help and give gifts to a family. So they did that last year, but they never met the family. So this year they actually had the option of actually meeting the family and delivering the presents. And so they just did that on Saturday. And so they, you know, they got some gifts for the kids and the family. And then they also brought over food for a Christmas meal, which I thought was really neat. But again, it was this opportunity for the kids, my nieces and nephews, to see you are very blessed, you know, that, and also, the appreciation of giving and, you know, how much you can make a difference. So it really, you know, brings it home when you can see the face of the people that you're making an impact. So I was very proud of my sister when she did that.
Oh, absolutely. And there are so many people right now, as you mentioned earlier, Kim, that have been impacted by job loss and major changes in their income level. Maybe they haven't had a loss. Maybe they've had a reduction in income, and it's impacted what they're able to do this holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
And they're feeling a lot of stress about that.
Absolutely.
And they're missing the joy of the holiday, which is sad.
Right. Yeah.
So by looking at alternative ways of giving that can make a difference, or even if you're looking at giving things, if you shop at Goodwill, for example, and you've got gently used items, those items, you're helping people who work at Goodwill, usually people with special needs, to have a productive life. So that's another option. And you're not adding to the amount of refuse because you're cycling things to someone else or from someone else.
Right.
So
right.
That's an option.
Right. Another idea, well, and it's actually something that we're doing. Not only are we helping Conrad the cat, but I swear it was within the same week, my spouse came home and she was saying that there was a coworker of hers, that a very good friend of hers from high school, who was in an abusive relationship, and she was in Florida, and so she finally had enough courage to get on the bus with her two girls, who are 8 and 9, and they came to Iowa, and so all they have were just a few things in their bag, just some clothing, some personal things, and they left. And so they're starting a new life here. And, of course, the woman does not have a job, so she's been interviewing, but she doesn't have a thing. I mean, she didn't have shoes. She came from Florida. She didn't have any winter coat, snow boots. The children didn't have school supplies. And so we kind of took it upon ourselves, and we said, you know what, we're gonna help out. You know, again, we're very blessed. So we are doing as much as we can for Christmas, you know, because the girls still, you know, believe in the magic of Christmas. And so the mom, you know, when she found out that we were going to help, she started crying. And so, you know, it just makes you feel really good. So not only Christmas, you know, we're helping with the Christmas presents, but we're also finding clothing. And here's the other thing I wanted to mention is that we just started talking to some of our friends, and they're like, hey, I know someone who gathers clothes for homeless people, and sometimes it's brand new stuff from stores, and I bet she'd be willing to help. I told my mom, she went through her closet, and she pulled out things that were hardly worn, and we gave those to the family. Let's see, what's the other thing? Groceries. There was someone who said, you know what, I'll give $20 and I'll buy a gift certificate to go to the grocery store. But so once we started sharing, you know, what the story, people wanted to help. And again, they were kind of like, this, you know, I feel like I'm making a difference, and this feels really good. And so hopefully, it kind of got contagious that people wanted to share in helping this family. So I'm hoping the family from Florida is feeling welcomed here in Iowa, and we're going to help as much as we can to get them off strong footing, and eventually, you know, she'll get a job and she'll move into her own place. And we even offered, you know what, we can help you, maybe, you know, giving some of, you know, cookie sheets do you need, really? You know, so we were just going to go through some of the stuff that we don't need anymore and help her get started with her apartment when she gets to that point. So I'm feeling really good about all this.
And, you know, if for people who haven't looked at the holidays that way in terms of giving, especially to people who sometimes, A, will never know that it was you, B, that are so appreciative and don't have any place to turn. And like you said, when you start sharing a story, even something small makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that someone said, well, yeah, I've got, you know, I can go through my closet or I'll go through my kitchen cupboards. And it's so heartwarming. And I know that's very often true. That's why I love living in Iowa and the United States of America. And I know there are other towns in the United States and in countries around the world where people have that same sense of compassion and giving, especially this time of year. And so, you know, maybe it's just getting out either a phone book or going online and Googling charities that are in your area, or, you know, checking with local churches or food banks to find out what their needs are. There's so many ways you can help. And I think we forget if we don't, you know, we're not a member of an organization, or, you know, well, we just don't know. Well, with computers, you can find all sorts of opportunities.
Absolutely. You know what? There was actually a business I visited last week, and they provide support and services to people with developmental challenges. And they had a Christmas tree in their lobby, and they had their clients write out, you know, one thing that they needed for Christmas. And when you look at the list, again, you feel very blessed. I mean, there was someone who wanted socks. There was someone who wanted a new pair of gloves, you know, just essentials that, you know, once you realize that you don't need one more thing, that there's so much, you just make a huge impact helping someone. And then, and you're right, Melanie, they are so grateful. And you don't know how far your generosity is going, you know, once you give to others. So, yes, there are tons of organizations out there. All you have to do is ask. And you're right, just look on the internet. There's a lot of people, animals that need help.
Mm-hmm. And organizations, and at this time of year, with the Red Kettle Campaign, the Salvation Army, you know, donate an hour to a bell ringing, or again, it doesn't have to be money. It can be time that teaches that same lesson. And the idea of paying it forward, that, you know, the people that you help often are very likely to be giving to others as well, because it's amazing to see what people give from whatever they have. And that, I think, is the fire of the holiday season, that idea of how can we best help with, in compassion with other people, with animals, with, you know, there are people who can't keep their pets anymore because they can't afford to feed them, which
that's
is
true.
Sad.
Yeah.
But if you have to choose between feeding your children and feeding your dog, you know, so that, that we have more dogs and cats in shelters and they are in need of supplies. And so part of it is, you know, I made a donation to the Humane Society in your name. Or maybe you take the person shopping and let them pick out what they want to donate and
mm-hmm.
you pay for that. That's your gift to them and to the Humane Society.
Right. And you know, another thing, Melanie, it doesn't, I mean, people always say, I wish we could have this holiday spirit throughout the whole year. And you can.
Oh,
and,
absolutely.
Yeah. And another thing that we do in the summer, we have what we call it Ant Camp, A-U-N-T, because for our nieces and nephews. And last year, I believe, we kind of had an animal theme again. But what they had to do, like a couple weeks before, they had an assignment, and it was basically listening to mom and dad. Well, when they listened to mom and dad gave them points. And so when they came to camp, they had so many points already accumulated, but then also during camp, they earned more points. And again, they earned points by being helpful, giving, sharing, you know, helping a sibling, whatever the case was. By the end of Ant Camp, then what we did is we totaled up their point, and that equaled like 50 cents or something. And then the money they earned, we then went to Walmart. We bought some animal treats and, you know, things that the Humane Society needed. And then we went to the Humane Society, and they gave the supplies or the treats, and they played with the cats and the dogs, and they still talk about that. They just thought that was the coolest thing. So, you know, again, you can just continue this holiday spirit throughout the year.
Oh, absolutely. And kids are very receptive to the experiences that they have that, you know, you think, oh, they'll never remember that. It's amazing.
They do remember.
They do remember, especially
yes, they do.
Things that are out of the ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
For them, and to build that thought or that value for them into being compassionate for other people, to ask other people, how may I help you, or is there something that you need, or realizing that there's somebody who doesn't have what you have, so you offer to share.
Mm-hmm.
And having that kind of spirit from being taught from when kids are young really makes a difference as they get older. So I need to give a phone number. We have, if we go for the full hour now, I said to Kim when we talked about the interview, I said, you know, we'll book an hour, and we'll just talk as long as we talk. And we've got about 25 minutes left of our hour.
Okay.
I told you to go fast.
It is. It's just having a conversation. Yep.
There you go. Talk about things that we're passionate about. And
absolutely.
And it makes such a difference when you have that spark and are – and a drive to make life better for other people.
Mm-hmm.
And enjoy the feeling that you have when you do that.
Yeah.
To give with a glad and joyful heart rather than I have to do this.
Right.
Because you don't feel the joy then.
Right.
Like you do when it's a choice. Now I'm going to go ahead and give out our guest call-in number for those of you who are listening live. If you have some ideas on alternative gift-giving websites, if you give us a call at 347-215-8390 and share those, or you could type your website or your question in the chat room, because I have a chat room open. And Kim, I don't know if I mentioned to you that I have a number of loyal listeners who this time does not work for them to be with us live, so they'll download the MP3.
Okay.
Or they're in New Zealand and the time zone is an issue, so they'll listen to it later. So we're very grateful for our regular listeners. And then people will find this in the archives later. They'll be looking for charitable giving or holidays, and the show will pop up. So
super.
We're excited that, yeah, this will be out there to give people some inspiration year-round in addition to now for the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
So
You know, some other ideas, Melanie, with the giving part, you know, just even thinking about a neighbor who may not be able to get, you know, an elderly person who isn't able to shovel their walk or get to church, you know, providing transportation to a medical appointment or, you know, even just, I used to do this in my old neighborhood I would make, you know, in neighborhoods, you know, people are a little more to themselves anymore. You know, neighborhoods in the past, you know, people, communities would get together and share. And so what I wanted to do was to kind of welcome people and also introduce myself in that first Christmas when I was there. And I made some treats and I dropped them off at their, you know, hung it on their doorknob. And I'm hoping, although I don't know, you know, it brought a smile to some people. And actually some people knew and said thank you. So, again, it's those little things. I mean, they're your neighbor. They're right next door. They need help. They need a shoulder to cry on or some assistance as simple as, you know, shoveling their walk or picking up their mail.
Oh, yeah. Or even picking up medication. If they're in a smaller rural community and there's no delivery, they don't have any way of getting their prescriptions, maybe, that if you happen to drive right by the drugstore,
mm-hmm.
that you can pick those up and deliver them for them. So, yeah, there are so many ways that those small acts of kindness that do ripple. And there's a piece of research that I've heard Wayne Dyer talk about, I believe in it was in his book Inspiration, that the piece of research said that when people do acts of kindness for others, the chemistry shifts in their brain and their body, as well as in the person who receives the kindness, and amazingly, in anyone who observes the act of kindness. And so it's...
So how would they know that, Melanie?
Because they measure a chemical, and I can't remember the name of the chemical, but I remember Wayne laughing because it's in your urine. So and they measure that chemical. And,
okay.
So yeah, and he was talking about, you know, during 9/11, right after 9/11.
Yeah.
He was talking about the firefighters from Iowa, that went to New York, and how watching that on the news impacted not only the firefighters who were there helping their families, and anybody who watched that act of kindness changed, was shifted. And so...
That is interesting.
So when you do something nice for someone, you're not only helping them and yourself, but anybody who happens to watch you, whether it's you paid the toll for the person behind you, it's just those small random things that just out of the blue to do for someone.
You know what?
Else.
You know, the paying the toll, you know, for the person behind you. First of all, I love that whole concept. In fact, 2 weeks ago, I was at a coffee shop, and someone bought the coffee for the person who was standing in line behind them. And they were just so surprised. I remember they got up to the counter, and they ordered whatever, and they said, well, you know, what's the total? And she goes, well, the person in front of you paid, and she, you know, was looking around for the person to say thank you, but she was like, oh, well, that's a nice gift, you know, and so I thought that was really cool. I've never actually seen it in action, so it was cool just to watch the whole transaction happened. So
you,
I actually thought
it. Watching it.
Yeah. I thought, there it is. I've never seen anybody do it, but I love it. Yeah, and you're right. It gives you an idea then, and you kind of go, you know what? I'm going to do that next time.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah.
Or you pay for whoever's in the gas pump behind you, maybe just put $10 of their gas bill or something.
Yeah, that's
cool.
Or,
yeah, so there are lots of different things. And then there's also, you know, the idea of making something. There are people who maybe they're by themselves, and so they're not baking full batches. You know, cause you don't need 6 dozen cookies.
Yes, that's true.
Boy, isn't it nice to have homemade chocolate chip cookies or homemade sugar cookies at Christmas. And it does, again, it's not a lot, but it makes such a difference. Or the idea that when you give something that you made, I remember talking to a young man years ago, I think he was in high school at the time, and he said, oh, that's just a bunch of crap. He said, people really don't want stuff you made. I said, really? So if I tell you, and he was very gifted artistically, and I said, I very seriously would love to have a piece of your artwork. And he's like, you know, whatever. Well, I think it took, I don't know, 10 years. I actually, now I'm looking up at a piece of matted framed artwork that he gave me.
Mm-hmm.
But he struggled and struggled. And he said, I had so many, and he said, oh, I think I have something. And he's like, no, it's not good enough, and I never saw it. But, you know, we had that whole discussion about, you know, well, people don't really mean that when they say, oh, well, you know, just make something for me. Or it means, and you know, some people may not, but those of us who say that often mean that. You know, I'd much rather have something that someone made, you know, knitted a scarf or made a piece of a drawing, or my niece took one of the clear blocks that you can put, you often see in basement windows.
Yeah.
And she took one of those, and she had colored butterflies that she decoupaged on it so that when the sun comes through it, and I love butterflies. Anybody who knows me, I love the symbolism of transformation from a caterpillar to a butterfly. You have to let go of what's comfortable and familiar in order to really achieve your potential and fly. And so it's upstairs, and it's sitting right in front of the patio door, so when the light comes in, and, you know, and it does mean, if people say they appreciate getting something homemade, they do usually, or they wouldn't say that. So, you know, you don't, again, don't have to buy something. If you have something you enjoy doing that you do, and it doesn't have to be that you can go out and sell it in a gallery, but if someone tells you they really appreciate your artwork and they would love to have a piece of art that you've drawn, you know what? It doesn't have to be perfect. Just here you go.
Exactly. You know, my niece gave me some artwork that she did, and she's only in first grade. I absolutely love it. And I went and got it matted and framed, and it's in our spare bedroom. And she thinks she's big stuff, because when she goes over to Aunt Kim's house, there's her artwork up on the wall and all framed up. And I love it. I think it's absolutely some of the coolest stuff. And, again, cool memories, you know, just something you can look back. You know, when she's in high school or getting married in future years, I can say, you did this when you were in first grade. And, you know, and eventually I would like to give it back to her, you know, because it's just it's such a cool little memory.
Yes, yes. And again, while she may never become an artist, the fact that the confidence she got because someone cared about something she did. And again, young children don't usually verbalize that. It just, you can see their smile.
Yeah, you know, they are sponges. They're listening, they're watching. They are, and, you know, kind of going back to being role models, you know, as adults here, being role models for them. They see us give, and, you know, they're just going to pick up on that. And that's what we need more in the world, you know, giving.
Yes.
Instead of taking.
Right. And instead of what's in it for me, it's what's in it for all of us.
Right. Absolutely.
And that's okay. And it's also okay, and I mentioned earlier about giving yourself a gift for the holidays, too. Again, because we're often so busy giving to other people. Especially mothers, single mothers, harried fathers who are working two jobs, and, you know, to just give yourself a break, give yourself a gift of a coach or a class, or maybe it's a certificate to go fishing when the weather warms up with you and your kids, or, you know, because there's a website called simpletruths.com, which has 3 to 4 minute video clips that you can watch on their site, and also short books you could choose to purchase. One of them that I really like is that to a child, love is spelled T-I-M-E. And we forget that as adults. We're so busy, and sometimes they're so busy in different sports and activities, and we're not always with them during that time. And they just really would love to have that family game night, or going for a walk, or taking time to go fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the stories in there, too, is a man was in an attic looking, and he found his son's diary, and he happened to read about this wonderful day with his dad that they went fishing and how great it was. And this man had kept journals from his business days, and he was elderly at the time. And he went down, he pulled out the journal, and he was curious what he wrote on that day. And he wrote, "Day wasted fishing, caught nothing."
Mm.
And he thought, oh, my gosh. And it always makes me cry every time I watch it. But
yeah,
that realization of, you know, the difference in perspective, you know, and how meaningful that was to his child to be with his dad fishing. It didn't matter that they didn't catch anything. So, you know, think about that gift of time as a family or to friends and other extended family in your life. My regular listeners know, and I've shared with Kim too, that we do a Camp Hofner every year where we invite our nieces and nephews for a week. And one of our goals is to help them become connected, as well as to teach. I teach about the brain, of course. So
good for you.
They learn about memory strategies and things that they can use in school. And it's so neat when they come back and somebody will say to them, "Now, don't forget." And they'll
yeah.
say, "Oh, wait, you have to say remember, because the brain doesn't do don't think of pink elephants."
Wow.
It's so great to hear them tell that. And their friends will cry, I'm like, what the heck? Just don't trust me, because I have an aunt who is a brain junkie, and she knows. So and it worked.
Yep, they're a sponge. They are listening, watching. They are picking it up. Like you said, you might not, you know, they might not tell you exactly, or you don't think they're paying attention. They are. They are.
They sure
they're
are.
Really, yeah, they sure are.
And
that's
they,
cool.
You know, the other, thank you, and the other exciting part of that is we started when the oldest girls were 3. Well, actually, it was only one girl that summer. Then they were 4. And our family, I have 6 sisters, and on the cousins, interestingly enough, often are born 1 to 3 months apart. It's really kind of weird like that. And I have 12 or 11 nieces and nephews. Alex makes the 12th.
Do you really?
So,
wow.
Yeah. And we have had them all 1 year, but I think now the older girls are in college. Well, and my oldest nephew is also in college. But the neat thing is that they're friends, the 2 oldest girls. Are very good friends, and
uh-huh.
my nephew, who is in college, is going to come spend a week from Kansas City to Des Moines with his cousin because they are friends, and that is so rewarding because that's really what we want. We want that connectedness, mm-hmm. and often an extended family when you live across, and we're spread across states too now, that we don't all get together for every holiday anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make it for Christmas, and I think that's the only one guaranteed that we all make it for, sometimes Easter, but to be able to allow them to have the memories of what they did at camp, and even if you just do it for a weekend with nieces and nephews and do some fun things and fun activities, or even just play games with them.
Mm-hmm.
And they get to be excited about going to Aunt Kim's or, you know, going to Aunt Melanie's, and it makes such a powerful memory for them. And you don't have to do it at Christmas. You can do it anytime. You give them a certificate for a weekend that they can spend with you.
You know, at the end of your life, you're not going to remember all the stuff. You're going to remember the experiences, the memories, you know. So creating memories, I mean, you just can't replace that. I mean, it's just, there's no thing can equal that. So.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep.
And that's one of the things my mother-in-law is great at, baking and cooking. And so Alex has made and decorated sugar cookies with her and made yeast rolls with her. And sure, it's messy. And, you know, the first year decorating the cookies, he lasted about 10 minutes. He was done. So she and I finished them up. But that's one of the things that he remembers about Grandma Shirley is baking with her and learning, you know, about the baking and cooking. And my mother loves to play games. And so when he visits my mother, they play card games and dice games. And so, you know, it's the time and the memories. And so it doesn't have to cost anything.
That's
and I
true.
Think that's been a big part of what we're talking about. Sometimes giving is time. sometimes it's coming up with ways that you can help someone else. And, you know, sometimes it's just offering. Just asking is a gift. Because
Absolutely.
As people get older, and Kim and I are still on the younger side of the aging spectrum.
Thank you, Melanie.
You're welcome. But, you know, as people age and they lose their driver's license because they can't, they're physically, their reaction time's too slow or their vision's too poor, and if they live in an area where they have to rely on other people, it's very frustrating when you're used to being independent. And it's hard to ask. It's very
yes.
hard to ask.
That is true. So we can help in many, many ways.
Mm-hmm. So hopefully, as you've been listening to Kim and me share ideas of different things that we've done and different resources, and just to Google charitable giving. And one of the things I did earlier when we were talking was I just Googled charitable gift giving, and there's a blog, it's charitablegiftgiving.com, and it says, we surf the web to find good products that help out great causes. So there you go.
Great.
If you still want a product and to support charity, you can do that. If you go to the rainforestsite.com, there are products offered from around the world that support the indigenous peoples of different countries, as well as provide you with a gift to give.
That was from your call last week, Melanie?
The rainforest site. Well, the Rainforest site is connected to the hunger site and the literacy site, the breast cancer site, what's the animal one? Because you can, and so if you go out, let me just get it there. As you're there, and I usually do, I'll click on all of them. And the way that they're paid for is by advertisers. And so your click actually translates into money that's donated to the hunger site. And so one year for Christmas, actually it was supposed to be a gift for my husband with the rain stick, and my son really liked it. And it was from a cactus. It was made. And the animal rescue is the other tab, and child health.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, if you click, like today on the hunger site, one click gives 1.1 cups of food to the hungry. And then there are a lot of advertisers and different, so you can click on anything that's there just to take a look at ways. It's amazing. Just the resources that are available. And, again, your clicks make a difference. And it takes all of, 30 seconds or less to click through. And again, you may find some amazing gift ideas.
True.
So, doing some searching, and I'll have to put that website up there, too. And I usually go to the hunger site first. And I've got bracelets for the kids when you're at camp. That there's a Live Strong yellow that Lance Armstrong does.
Mm-hmm.
The Hunger Site has one that says Cultivate Peace, and it has thehungersite.com on it, which I wear to remind me to go out and click. And
that's a good reminder.
Oh, yes, it is. And I don't remember every day, unfortunately, because you forget.
Mm-hmm.
So until Alex wants to play with it usually every once in a while, I'm like,
Another website, Mel, that I ran across recently, again, back with animals, is I think it's just called petrescue.com. And they just have tons of things out there. But, part of the proceeds, I believe, go to, humane societies or, ASPCA or, again, the protection and the care of animals. So I'm always putting a plug out there for the animals.
Oh, well, yeah, because they don't get to speak for themselves.
They don't have a voice.
That's right. Did you say petrescue.com?
I thought it was petrescue.com or maybe petrescue. Okay. If not, I'll see if I can find it tomorrow, and I'll send it to you, Melanie.
Okay, yeah, because I can add it to the show notes anytime.
Okay, great.
That works, so we can get that in there for people who are looking for ways to help animals, because not everybody can have pets, either for financial reasons or for allergies, or so there are ways that you can support animals even without owning them.
Mm-hmm.
So So with everything we've talked about tonight, Kim, as we're our time is winding down, I've got to get back to my original switchboard here. We've got 5 minutes remaining in our hour.
Wow.
As we wind down, Kim, what would you say are a couple takeaways for people from our interview? If they were going to do one or two things, what would be the important things you want them to remember and or do?
I think is to think about creating memories or creating experiences, because those are the things people are going to remember. You know, your nieces and nephews, when they, you know, graduate from college or get married, you know, they're going to, like we said, you know, they're going to reflect back on the time you spent with them. And think about how you spend your time. So that would be one thing. And then just, you know, thinking about your own life, you know, counting your blessings, but thinking about others who have less or need help and helping them. And, boy, you are a hero in their eyes if you're able to help them. So I think those are the two main ones, Melanie, I think I'd like to reinforce.
And those are both very, very good ideas to contemplate. And then to think about ways that you can find someone who is in need of something you can share, whether it's time, money, activities, help, support. They're there in your community or around the world.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many things you can do. Kim, it has been a pleasure talking with you tonight.
Thank you, Melanie.
And I am excited. If you have heard something, if you find a website, you can send me an email at brainbonanza, BrainBonanza.com. Or I'm not .com, that's the website. BrainBonanza@gmail.com is my email address. And just put in the subject line, alternative gift idea. Or then send me a website or send me a story, and I'll be happy to add that to the show notes and or for future shows. And let us know if you did something that you heard tonight, took an action, and let us know how that went for you so we can share your story with others as well, because it's through those stories, as Kim mentioned earlier, that you inspire other people to become involved, to help, to make a difference. So, Kim, thanks for sharing your stories. I know when you talked about it, it's like it was looking at you didn't need things, so what could people give you, and the joy that you feel in giving.
Yeah.
And so glad that you agreed to share, because, you know, it's not something that people often talk about.
Well, you are welcome. I appreciate it. Thank you for listening. And, I'm feeling really good about the holiday season. I'm not going to get a lot of things, but I'm going to get a lot of reward just with the feeling that I have and am going to have, you know, once the holidays roll by. So thank you again for inviting me and letting me share that with you.
Oh, well, thank you. And to all my listeners, as you're approaching or you're in your holidays, may you enjoy the spirit of giving. And the emphasis is on enjoy. And I will remind you that my gift to you in appreciation for listening is if you go to brainbonanza.com, click on the store, do some shopping. When you check out, enter the coupon code SPARK, lowercase SPARK, for a 15% discount. As my thanks to you for being a listener here tonight. And as often as you can. We've been on the air for just over 2 years, so check out the archives if you're new to SPARK. And Kim, enjoy your holidays, and I look forward to connecting with you soon about maximizing your cognitive capacity
right. Coming
up next year at University of Northern Iowa. And so, again, think outside the package, so to speak, when it comes to holiday giving. So until next week, stay safe, and please take an action on something that you heard to make a positive difference in your holiday season and in the holiday season of others.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie.
Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.